April is Poetry Month, and I have invited educator, speaker, facilitator, poet, and writer Judy Sorum Brown to be my guest this month on Book Notes. Judy has written books on leadership and also two collections of poetry, The Sea Accepts All Rivers and Simple Gifts. And it's my great pleasure to have Judy on the line. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
So the theme for National Poetry Day this year is Always Be a Poet, Even in Prose. And since you've written both, I'd love to have your views on that.
Well, I think that's a wonderful idea to always be a poet. What has happened to me is I have a journal practice, a morning journal practice, a half an hour. And at some point, probably 20 years into that practice, all of a sudden things began to take the shape of poems instead of prose. And I simply trusted that, taking notes on what's being dictated. And that's the result of that has been my poetry. It's been a pleasure.
And when you are writing books on leadership, do you have a sense of poetry, the rhythm of that in your ear?
You know, I suppose I do. It's come to fit into my work much more than I ever would have anticipated. I think at some point I thought that the leadership work was one thing and the poetry was something else, but it's turned out that they really are the same world.
Your website tells us that as a writer and a poet, you're intrigued by the power of language and metaphor to shift our thinking and open us to new perspectives. How have you experienced that happening in actual terms?
Well, I notice, for instance, that often a poem, the first line of it will come into my head. And when I write the first line of it down, I then simply take notes of what follows it. And I'm almost always surprised, Judith, of where it goes at the end. I think sometimes that the poetry unearths things that are buried in us that we otherwise wouldn't find.
Wouldn't you give us an example of some of your work?
I'd like to share with you a poem called Fire. It's the one that I most often get requests for use of a variety of things. And so it's called Fire, and it goes like this. What makes a fire burn is space between the logs, a breathing space. Too much of a good thing, too many logs packed in too tight, can douse the flames almost as surely as a pail of water would. So building fires requires attention to the spaces in between as much as to the wood. When we are able to build open spaces in the same way we have learned to pile on the logs, then we can come to see how it is fuel and absence of the fuel together that make fire possible. We only need to lay a log lightly from time to time. A fire grows simply because the space is there, with openings in which the flame that knows just how it wants to burn can find its way.
Poetry of Judy Sorum Brown. This is Poetry Month. The national theme is Always Be a Poet, Even in Prose. And Judy's website is judysorumbrown.com. Sorum is spelled S-O-R-U-M. It's been such a pleasure to speak with you, Judy. Thank you for sharing your thoughts and words.
Thank you.